USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The real problem is we need something. We have to have a very strong barrier. But we're building a lot of wall right now as we speak, and we're renovating a lot of wall. And we're getting ready to give out some very big contracts with money that we have on hand and money that comes in.
President Trump making remarks at the White House after holding a meeting on human trafficking along the southern border. And as far as declaring a national emergency, the president says,
but we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
Former mayor of Newark and current New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says he's running for president in 2020. The Democrat is joining the very crowded field already, hoping to knock off President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
The U.S. economy was working overtime last month to create new jobs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The government jobs report says the U.S. economy added around 304,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 4%. Those employment gains, though, are far greater than the 172,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The Labor Department also reporting the average wage paid to American workers edged up again by 3 cents an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 21 people have died from the brutally cold temperatures that swept across the Midwest this week. They include a 38-year-old woman who was found dead near her Milwaukee, Wisconsin apartment. The storm is setting all-time records for cold in Detroit, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Moline, Illinois, and Rockford, Illinois. The good news is a February thaw began as most of those areas are seeing temperatures now in the 40s. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Super Bowl takes place Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, between the Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots. Marshall Faulk won the Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams back in 2002, and he tells Fox News the team that can handle the distractions the best, they're usually the team that wins the Super Bowl.
You're trying so much and so hard to make it a normal week, a normal game.
That's not going to happen.
That's it. It's not normal. And you're trying to suppress all your feelings and all of your emotions. And hopefully you have someone dealing with your family and all the other stuff that's going on. And you get to focus on football, but it's not like a home or away game because you're staying in a hotel all week, which you never do that.
Right.
There's just so many things that are different, but the team that handles all of that stuff the best, it's the team that usually wins.
There's also been some chatter that Tom Brady isn't quite what he once was at 41, to which Falk says,
oh, he's better now. He's more cerebral.
He's better now.
He's better now. Yeah, he's more cerebral, understands the game. And he's going to take what you give him and then beat you with that. Because you think, oh, you know what? We're not going to let him throw the ball deep. Well, he can throw it short and beat you. Okay, we're not going to let him throw it short. We'll throw it deep. You know what? We're not going to let him throw it. He'll run the ball.
It's no surprise that Falk did pick the Rams to win the game. Now, if you're still looking to go to the game, you better get your pocketbook out, as the average price just to get inside the stadium, right around $2,800. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.